I want to talk about the significance of taking a cup from the Lord and how it all comes to its final term when the Lord Jesus in Gethsemane agrees to take the cup from the Lord, and how he repeats in John 18:11 to Peter, "The cup which my Father has given me, shall I not drink it?" Well, if you go through what it means to be given a cup, particularly a cup of wine from the Lord, throughout the Old Testament, it's a pretty major common symbol of condemnation. I'll just read you a few passages. Psalm 60, verse 3, "You have made us drink the wine that makes us stagger. You've shown your people hard things." Isaiah 29, verse 9, similar language. "They had been shown hard things and had drunk the wine of condemnation, and they were now staggering as a result of having drunk that wine." Jeremiah 49, "Thus says the Lord," verse 12, "Behold, they whose judgment or condemnation was not to drink of the cup have drunken. And are you her that shall altogether go unpunished? He shall not go unpunished, but you shall surely drink of it." So then drinking the cup is punishment, it's judgment, it's condemnation. Ezekiel 23, 32, "Thus says the Lord God, you shall drink of your sister's cup deep and large." It contains very much, that is, very much judgment. And likewise, Habakkuk chapter 2 as well, that to drink the cup is to drink condemnation. Well, this is picked up about the breaking of bread in 1 Corinthians 10 and 11, where taking the cup of wine is now a double symbol. You can take that cup to your damnation, to your condemnation, but it is also called the cup of blessing, which we bless. To take a cup at the Lord's hand was a sign of blessing, but it was also a sign of condemnation. And this is played upon, I think, by Paul in his reasoning about the breaking of bread in Corinthians. Because what he's saying is, look, examine yourselves, because the final outcome of your life is to the right or to the left, the day of judgment. There is no third way. There is no purgatory. There is no wait and see. Everything finally boils down to a choice for God or against God. And that is true in all our decisions now, in all our actions, thinking, and attitudes. And it will come to its final sort of moment at the day of judgment, when it will either be eternal life or eternal death. There is no other way. And the cup of wine which you take into your hand at the breaking of bread is, as I say, a double symbol. That as you hold that, you are either drinking to your damnation, or you are drinking the cup of blessing, which is your sharing in the body and blood of the Lord Jesus. Now, to simply say, "Ah, well, I won't do it then," well, you're really voting with your feet by saying that, because then you're saying, well, I don't want to participate in the Lord's body and blood. He's invited me to, he's asked me to, but no, I don't want to. I shall not risk getting involved with him. Well, then you are, as I say, every decision comes down to only one of two ways, for or against him, and you're choosing against him. It's as simple as that. And so if you want to participate with him, well, you take it with both hands. But we must be aware of the seriousness, not so much of the breaking of bread, but the seriousness above all of life lived, the significance of actions, of attitudes, of words. Because we're going only one of two ways in the final analysis. And so when the Lord Jesus said, you know, "Take this cup away from me, but okay, not my will, but yours be done." And then he seems to have accepted drinking it, and he says to Peter, when in John 18:11, when Peter tries to get him out of dying on the cross, he says, "The cup which my Father has given me, shall I not drink it?" You can't divorce that from the fact that he has just, in that very same context, said to the disciples, "Take this cup, take my cup, I give it to you, a cup from my hand." And he's saying, you know, I struggle to drink this, but I will drink it. So he is with us, absolutely, because he also, I guess, thought, I'll just pass on this. Don't give me the cup. Father, take the cup out of my hand. But no, there was no third way in Gethsemane. Just as ultimately, as I say, there is no third way for any of us. It is to the right or to the left. And so he drank the cup of blessing, and yet I think he also drank the cup of judgment, the cup of condemnation, the cup of punishment for us, because he died as our sin bearer, the just for the unjust. He carried the result of our sins in his body on the tree, Peter says, quoting Isaiah 53. The Lord took both aspects of this. In fact, he turned, I would say, the cup of condemnation, the cup of judgment, into the cup of blessing. This was the wonderful paradox that worked out, that through his death for us, he turned it all around. That what should have been the cup of condemnation for Israel's sins was turned by that perfect, spotless sin bearer into the cup of blessing. And so whilst indeed it is a double symbol, and we should let that, as it were, bite, that has got teeth, and we should let it bite and help us realize that everything is not just endless shades of grey, but finally, in the final analysis, it is all life lived either for or against Jesus. We can take the comfort that ultimately the cup of condemnation, the cup of judgment, has now been turned into a cup of blessing insofar as we accept that we were verily guilty and worthy of taking that cup as a cup of condemnation. But by his grace and by the work of Jesus, by the fact that he took it and turned it all around, we therefore can take it as a cup of blessing.